you know, there are several sites and attractions throughout the destination, mm-hmm. and in some instances, they are actually manned by persons who live and work in those communities. They work collaboratively with the ministry, more specifically the National Parks, Rivers and Beaches Authority. So I will take one that I'm very familiar with, the Wallyabu Heritage and Tourism Organization. Mm-hmm. They are involved in ensuring that the site at Wallyabu is maintained and that someone is there always to give assistance, to give guidance, or to ensure that the visitors to that site are taken care of. But it happens at the other sites, at the Black Point Recreation Park, at the Warraku Recreation Park, and there are also groups that exist right. that do not necessarily manage a particular site or attraction or work with one of those, mm-hmm. The national parks or any of those organizations, but they have an interest in community tourism. So I know there's a group in Greggs that they have been putting on several community tourism related activities, mm-hmm. and we are trying to ensure that the capacity is built so that it may not be specific to a site or attraction, but it may be an event right. that they are hosting to ensure that visitors to their communities are, the experience, I mm-hmm, should say, mm-hmm. for persons coming into their communities is at a particular standard. Right. And